Dawn of Vigilance, Charting America's Conservative Resurgence. Good morning, stalwarts of freedom and architects of America's resurgence. As the first light of day pierces the horizon, we embark on a critical reflection of our nation's trajectory, underpinned by the fortitude and wisdom showcased on primetime Fox News Channel. Yesterday's episodes of The Ingraham Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, and Hannity painted a vivid tableau of the ideological battleground confronting our republic. From former President Trump's defiant discourse to the intricate unraveling of Biden family machinations, these segments bestowed upon us a clarion call for vigilance and action. Our digest today seeks to distill these essential narratives, equipping you with the knowledge and perspective needed to navigate and influence the unfolding conservative odyssey. Strength, strategy, and the struggle for America's future. Good morning, patriots. In today's briefing, we delve into the heart of conservative dialogue, guided by the insights shared on The Ingraham Angle on Fox News Channel, where former President Donald Trump took center stage. His discussion with Laura Ingraham serves as a lens through which we review the challenges and strategies pertinent to our nation's future through a conservative viewpoint. Trump, undeterred by the legal challenges and indictments that have marked his post-presidency life, showcased the resilience and fighting spirit that has endeared him to conservative Americans. His reflections provide not just a defense of his tenure, but a forward-looking vision for America's conservative movement. A key focus of the dialogue was on the perceived injustices faced by Trump and the broader conservative landscape under the lens of federal investigations and media scrutiny. From the continuation of the Russia collusion narrative to allegations surrounding the Biden family and Hunter Biden's international dealings, Trump articulated a sense of unfair play at work, aiming to undermine conservative values and leadership. Responding to Ingraham's probing questions, Trump didn't hold back on international matters, especially regarding American strength and foreign policy. His criticism of the current administration's handling of global relations, particularly with Russia and China, highlighted a perspective that seeks a return to a more assertive and strategically advantageous U.S. posture on the world stage. Trump's recounting of his administration's actions, such as sanctions on Russia and confronting China on trade, illustrates the sharp contrasts in policy direction he advocates. On the domestic front, Trump expressed deep concern over the state of national unity and the social fabric of the United States. The conversation touched upon the hot-button issues of immigration, border security, and the rule of law. Trump's vision is steeped in the preservation of American identity, sovereignty, and the protection of citizens from the repercussions of illegal immigration and unchecked foreign influence. Ingraham's questioning ventured into the realm of political and personal resilience amid what many conservatives see as a siege against their values and leaders. Trump's responses did not just reminisce about past battles, they served as a call to arms for conservatives, emphasizing the need for unity, steadfastness, and a clear vision for the future. Central to Trump's conversation was the idea of a comeback, both personal and for conservative America. The discourse wasn't merely a defense, but a proactive strategy, focusing on electoral integrity, conservative policymaking, and a robust stance against international and domestic challenges undermining American interests. In conclusion, the exchange between Trump and Ingraham transcends the typical political back and forth. It's a revealing glimpse into the ongoing struggle for America's future, seen through the prism of conservative values and aspirations. This dialogue reaffirms the pillars upon which our movement stands: resilience in the face of adversity, a commitment to American sovereignty and identity, and the relentless pursuit of justice and fairness on both the national and international stages. As we ready ourselves for the day, let's carry these insights as a beacon guiding our actions and beliefs. The battle for the heart and soul of America continues, and it's upon each of us to play our part in shaping a future that upholds our cherished conservative principles. Stay informed, stay engaged, and let's stride forward with the resolve to reclaim and uplift our great nation. Until our next dispatch, hold fast to truth, liberty, and the pursuit of a brighter American tomorrow. Unraveling the Biden Saga: Power, Politics, and Public Perception. in an enlightening installment of Jesse Waters Primetime, with Judge Jeanine Pirro taking the helm for Jesse. Viewers were navigated through the tumultuous waters of the latest Biden family controversy. This episode, rich in detail and perspective, illuminated the convoluted narrative surrounding Jim Biden's testimony and the ongoing impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. Here's a concise breakdown of the night's pivotal discussions. The episode kicked off with a critical examination of the Biden family's business dealings, spotlighting Jim Biden's Capitol Hill testimony. Despite Jim's insistence on Joe Biden's non-involvement, the evidence, including complex financial arrangements and historical business practices, painted a starkly different picture. The program echoed a sentiment of skepticism towards the integrity of the Biden's commercial ventures, especially emphasizing the role of Joe Biden as a selling point in Jim's business pitches. This part of the discussion reinvigorated concerns around political influence and familial gain, challenging the narratives fed by both Jim Biden and Democratic defenders. As the episode unfolded, the narrative dipped into the Democrats' response to the Biden controversy. Allegations of Russian interference were revisited as Democrats attempted to frame the impeachment inquiry as a benefit to Donald Trump, orchestrated by Russian meddling. This segment showcased the political ping-pong between accusations and defenses, with Democrats likening the inquiry to the discredited Russia collusion narrative. The program artfully contrasted this to the serious legal and ethical questions facing the Biden administration, laying bare the political strategies at play. A significant portion of the discussion delved into the case of FBI informant Alexander Smirnoff, whose indictment has become a focal point for Democrats wishing to discredit the impeachment inquiry. Here, the episode dissected the peculiar shift in the Department of Justice's stance towards Smirnoff and scrutinized the implications for the broader investigation into the Bidens. This nuanced analysis raised critical questions about credibility, evidence, and the pursuit of justice amidst a maelstrom of political interests. In a candid conversation with former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, the program took a moment to reflect on the broader implications of the ongoing political saga. Gabbard, with her unique perspective as a former Democratic presidential candidate and military veteran, echoed concerns about the deceptive practices of political elites and the media. Her insights into the misuse of intelligence and the manipulation of public perception offered a sobering reminder of the stakes involved, not just for the political players, but for American democracy itself. Wrapping up, the episode touched on the multifaceted legal challenges facing both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. From Trump's complicated legal entanglements to the Bidens' potential vulnerabilities, the program provided a comprehensive overview of the legal landscapes shaping future political battles. This segment underscored the episode's overarching theme: the intricate interplay between power, legal accountability, and public trust. In summarizing the night's discourse, Jesse Waters Primetime didn't just offer a recount of current events. It provided a lens through which viewers could better understand the labyrinthine world of American politics. The narrative weaved through the episode, from business dealings and impeachment inquiries to legal skirmishes and political strategies, served not only to inform but to provoke thought on the underlying issues of governance, integrity, and the quest for truth. As the saga unfolds, the implications for the Biden administration, the political landscape, and the American public remain to be seen, setting the stage for an engrossing chapter in the nation's political history. Unveiling the Biden business, allegations, denials, and the need for transparency. In the latest airing of Hannity on Fox News Channel, the spotlight shone brightly on the intricate web of business dealings surrounding the Biden family, particularly focusing on James Biden, President Joe Biden's brother, and Hunter Biden, his son. As we peruse through the notable points discussed, it's vital to distill the essence of these conversations to understand the broader implications on governance, transparency, and economic stability. James Biden, under the congressional microscope, attempted to dissociate his business ventures from any direct involvement of President Joe Biden. Despite claims of independence, allegations swirl around the exploitation of the Biden name to advance business interests, notably in a hospital venture that later capsized, yet not before lining pockets. The Lionhall Group, linked to James, seems enveloped in controversy, especially concerning payments to Biden family members, raising eyebrows on the legitimacy and purpose behind these transactions. Central to the Hannity discussion is Joe Biden's own entanglement in his family's business affairs. Despite his vehement denials, testimony from former business associates paints a starkly different picture, suggesting Joe Biden wasn't just in the loop, but actively engaging with foreign nationals. This contradicts Biden's stance of non-involvement, calling into question the integrity of his statements and the implications these interactions might bear on national security and foreign policy. Beyond familial scandals, the discourse ventured into the realm of Bidenomics and its perceived inefficacies in steering the American economy towards prosperity. The administration's handling of economic policies, especially concerning inflation, interest rates, and energy independence, stands criticized for exacerbating challenges rather than alleviating them. The episode didn't just dwell on accusations, but highlighted the congressional effort led by figures like James Comer, Jim Jordan, and Jason Smith to unravel the truth behind these complex financial webs. Their pursuit of answers and accountability from the Biden family underscores a broader quest for transparency and integrity in governance, a theme resonating deeply with conservative values. As we dissect these discussions, the narrative unfolds into a broader reflection on trust, accountability, and leadership. The allegations and rebuttals circulating in the public domain necessitate a thorough investigation to separate fact from fiction. For America to thrive, it's imperative that its leaders uphold not just the legal, but also the ethical standards that form the bedrock of effective governance. In conclusion, yesterday's Hannity episode serves as a potent reminder of the complexities intertwining personal business ventures and public service. As conservatives, our call to action remains steadfast. Advocate for transparency, demand accountability, and ensure that the leaders we trust to steer our nation forward do so with unassailable integrity. Stay tuned, stay informed, and let's together ensure the ideals we cherish are reflected in our leaders and their actions. Beacons of liberty at dawn's first light. As we stand on the precipice of another bustling day, let the fervent dialogues from yesterday's primetime offerings on Fox News Channel rekindle our collective resolve. We, the vanguards of American conservatism, are summoned not just to witness, but to actively shape the destiny of our nation. The discourses dissecting the resilience of our movement, the strategic misdemeanors of our adversaries, and the clarion calls for transparency and unity underscore the monumental task at our doorstep. These insights and revelations serve not merely as commentary, but as the lifeblood of our cause, urging us to rally under the banner of truth and justice. As the sun ascends, let it illuminate our path forward, a path paved with principled conviction and an unyielding commitment to our nation's founding ideals. Let this morning's newsletter fortify our spirits and sharpen our focus, for the battle for America's soul demands nothing less than our utmost courage and dedication. Harness the wisdom imparted by our conservative standard bearers and carry it into the day's endeavors. Remember, our vision for a sovereign, prosperous, and unified America is within reach, should we dare to grasp it with both conviction and compassion. As we venture forth, let us do so with the knowledge that our cause is just, our spirits indomitable, and our community united. Until tomorrow's dispatch, let us proceed with the unwavering purpose and the bold heart that define us. Here's to forging a day that echoes with the ideals we cherish and a future resplendent with the promise of our enduring legacy. Good morning, Patriots. Today, we march onward with the light of liberty guiding our way.